I'm standing in a garlic field on the first day of garlic harvest. Behind me, a modified carrot harvester is being driven by a seasonal worker while Farmer Peter Hackett sorts the garlic it digs up and four more workers quickly clean and stack the garlic. It's a pretty impressive process to watch. Mr. Hackett says the quality of the garlic looks good this year, but some of the bulbs are small and harvest has started a lot earlier.
I'm about 6 days earlier than last year. I don't know why that is. Maybe the heat we had earlier, but I really don't know. But the garlic's ready to dig, so we're starting to dig.
Now, what variety are you actually harvesting at the moment?
We grow two varieties here. One's a hard-neck variety and one's a soft-neck variety. They're about a month apart on planting and harvest, and also for selling as well.
Is there a difference in the taste of those varieties or what they get used for once they're sold?
I find the hardneck variety has got a lot more demand because there's less little cloves in the centre of a bulb that people will understand if they eat a lot of garlic. The flavour seems to be about the same. The white variety we've got, or our softneck variety, keeps a lot longer than the hardneck variety.
By the sounds of it, you do a lot of direct marketing yourself to your consumers.
I'm finding that the direct market is a growing market, and to me, if I didn't have that now, I don't think I'd be in it.
You've had to set up a website then, and do you have somebody who helps you out with dealing with customer requests?
I do all negotiations with the customers, but I've had a chap set up my website for me because I'm not very smart on computer.
Now, when we look out into your paddock at the moment, you've got a harvester here, but it's actually not a garlic harvester, is it? What do you actually use to dig the cloves out of the ground?
Our machine we use is a modified carrot harvester. It's a trailing machine, which we find better for our heavy country. And we've really modified it up to do a good soft job on the garlic.
Are there not straight garlic harvesters available on the market, or do most people who are farming garlic have to modify equipment to suit their needs?
We found that when we started, before we had this harvester, we had a blade, and you got to physically come along and pull the garlic out of the ground. After 1 hour, your back's talking to you. This machine, 4 to 6 people can dig an acre in 8 hours, and you got no complaints after 8 hours.
How many workers have you got with you at the moment?
This year I've got 5 workers plus myself. Normally I'd only have 3 workers plus myself, but I'm finally going to trial 2 more workers so maybe we can go a gear faster and get across it quicker.
Has it been difficult to get people who are happy to come on and help out with the harvest?
I never have trouble getting people to work. I pay good money and they always keep in touch once they've left.
Now, what's the quality of the garlic that you've been picking so far? I know you've only been at it for a couple of hours so far this morning, but is it on par with last year?
The garlic at the moment that we're digging, because I reckon it's come in about 6 days earlier, the quality's excellent, but the size is not quite there at the moment. And I don't know why that is, whether it's a heat shock they had back earlier, whether I never kept the water quite up to them, because they've taken a lot of water, I really don't know.
Does that impact then the price that you can ask for when you're selling it, or a classification that it might fall under when you're sending it off to the markets?
Nowadays, the consumer always wants nice big garlic, cheap, so it's all driven by the imports, I'd imagine. But all garlic is good once you break it up into cloves.
Peter, what are garlic prices like at the moment?
For me, growing my crop here, I've got to be able to sell about 10 tonne of premium garlic to make what I call a good income. So I've got plenty of money left over for investing in latest technologies, irrigation upgrades, garlic trial work, etc.
You've been doing this since the early 1990s. What were prices like when you were first harvesting garlic?
When we first started, you were lucky to get $5 a kilo for your extra larges and jumbos. But now, you should be able to get around about $10 or $11 in the market. But through websites and stuff like that, I see that people are asking around $15 to $20. I've heard people asking up to $44 a kilo. Ooh. But they're closer to the higher populations of cities. Well, where I am, I'm 4.5 hours from Melbourne, 5 hours from Adelaide and 12 hours for Sydney. And I think if I asked $30 a kilo, I'd be digging a big hole and burying it all.